If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
Yahoo!
And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Pilot, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand.
Yahoo!
You've just entered car buying bliss.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.
Blog Talk Radio.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted if you really ready to say, yeah. If you really ready to say, yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Magic Love. We're live right here on Get Lifted Radio from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do, my people? I hear it's like it's thundering and lightning outside, and I said to myself before my broadcast, I'm like, so it's going to rain like every second and fourth Tuesday now, last broadcast. For those of you who tune in weekly, I actually wasn't able to have my broadcast on the second Tuesday due to a storm we had here in Jacksonville, Florida. It had my power out. And honestly, I had canceled the show, I think, 30 minutes. Like, I waited 30 minutes prior to launching the broadcast. And I kid you not, like, exactly at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, JEA, Jacksonville Electric Authority had the power on. By then, I had already canceled the broadcast. So, from now on, I'm waiting until, as they say, the game is not over until the buzzer sounds. So, unless it's 8 o'clock on the dot and we have no power to broadcast, other than that, I'm going to wait till the last minute. Anyway, I appreciate everybody who continues to support Get Lifted Radio, Get Lifted Entertainment as a whole. If you have not already, please be sure to check out our website, GetLiftedEntertainment.com. For those of you who are not aware, this platform was created not only for indie artists, but for all aspiring artists or individuals who are looking to expand their brand, be heard. You want to speak on different topics outside of just what you have going on as your passion. Get Lifted Radio is definitely the platform to do so. All you have to do is go to our website and submit an interview request. If you have a song or commercial that you would like advertised on the platform, please don't hesitate to get that to us as well via the website. And you'll see there it's song submissions, and just follow the directions there that's on the form. Real simple. With no further ado, I'm going to get into a track, but before I do, tonight's guest is Bugs Malone. Is a hip-hop from Orlando. He's a child to military parents, so he's kind of been a little bit here, there, and everywhere. I really like Bugs. I had a chance to meet him while it's been like, I want to say 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. He had a release of Let It Be a Surprise, and he had a really unique marketing technique that I still remember to this day. And I just like his whole energy and his movement behind his artistry, and he does a very well job. So before we bring him on, I want to get into my first track. This track is actually from a group out of California. They are like reggae artists to an extent. Revolution Music. You can follow them on IG and Twitter, Revolution Music. This track is titled Roots Reggae Music. Again, you can follow them on Twitter and Instagram. Here we go with our first track, Revolution. Roots Reggae Music by Revolution, representing California.
Oh, 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 we're grooving.
It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. That track right there was titled Roots Reggae Music. You can follow Revolution Music on Twitter and Instagram. Check them out also on iTunes. They have a pretty dope album. Really feeling that. You can also look them up on SoundCloud. Again, that's Revolution, R-E-B-E-L-U-T-I-O-N, Revolution Music. Again, that track was titled Roots Reggae Music. We're going to keep it moving right along, before we bring on our guest, Mr. Boogz Malone. But before I do, I want to get into another track. This track was recently released by an artist here from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm definitely sure this track was entitled or inspired by some of the most recent events that have happened here with the police, etc. So this track is titled Black Skin by Swords. He's an artist here from Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County. You can check him out at Swords904 on Twitter. And you'll also look him up on Instagram, Swords, S-W-O-R-D as in dog Z. All things Sword as well on Instagram. Check out his merchandise. He's got t-shirts, phone covers, books, the whole nine. Here we go with Black Skin by Swords right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Oh! Hey! Turn it! Tatted my arm, tatted my face. No legal opportunities, I continue to chase. Need work, filling out applications today. They say they'll call me back, I continue to wait. Found a little job, I'm working with this. Won't tell you what I do, but it's humbling shit. Long hours, pace up. At least I'm half away from getting cased up. Long dreads, gold teeth, and the minutes and look. Don't even know the story, but judging the book. Corporate structure, I deal with it. Can't count me out the struggle, cause I'm still in it. Articulate myself like a mini professor. And watch how they reply, cause they didn't expect it. So trying to find out, I'm still trapped in. Cause I can't escape the fact I got this black skin. Black skin, black skin. They all intimidated by my black skin. Black skin, black skin, black skin. Tell me why they hating on my black skin. Black skin, black skin, they all intimidated by my black skin. Black skin, black skin, black skin. Tell me why they hating on my black skin. Seem like we stick together when our interest in it. Seem like we only family when it's benefiting. Kicking doors, busting heads like the shit was legal. And truth be told, I'm serving to my own people. Served a lot of aunts, robbed a couple uncles. Got over on my sister, shot a couple brothers. And in my head, I know how raw I played. But I could deal with all these factors when the rent paid. Selling dope was plan B, but not in current state. Lil' homie can bust a brick, but ain't graduate. Tell her baby you got a job, she look at you funny. Now you lame, cause she want a nigga with dope money. And I admit I'm real loose with the bitchin' and hoeing. Sometimes I mean no disrespect, I'm just hoping you know it. They say we kings and queens, if that's a fact then. Tell me why we hold this hatred for our black skin. Black skin, black skin, black skin. We all intimidated by our black skin. Black skin, black skin, black skin. Tell me why we hold this hatred for our black skin. Black skin, black skin, black skin. We all intimidated by our black skin. Black skin, black skin, black skin. Tell me why we hold this hatred for our black skin.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We're live right here from Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to take it to my man's Royal Raps representing Houston. This track is titled Black Superman. And I'm not like purposely trying to make a statement, but these are just the title of the tracks that have been submitted here lately. Obviously, with the incidences that have been happening recently here with the police and things of that nature, you can quite naturally assume that indie artists and other artists are going to make tracks geared to what's happening. They don't speak their mind. So once again, here we go with Black Scam by Swartz.
Hey, honey, tatted my arm, tatted my face, no legal opportunities I continue to chase, need work filling out applications today, they say they'll call me back, I continue to wait, found a little job, I'm working with this, won't tell you what I do, but it's humbling shit. Long hours,
pace up.
At least I'm half away from getting cased up. Long dreads, gold teeth, and the menace and look. Don't even know the story, but judging the book. Corporate structure, I deal with it. Can't count me out the struggle, cause I'm still in it. Articulate myself like a mini professor. And watch how they reply, cause they didn't expect it. So trying to find an out, I'm still trapped in. Cause I can't escape the fact I got this black skin. Black skin,
black skin.
They all intimidated by my black skin. Black skin,
black skin.
Tell me why they hating on my black skin. Black skin,
black skin.
They all intimidated by my black skin. Black skin,
black skin,
black skin.
Tell me why they hating on my black skin.
Seem like we stick together when our interest in it. Seem like we only family when it's benefiting. Kicking doors, busting heads like the
shit was legal.
And truth be told, I'm serving to my own people. Served a lot of aunts, robbed a couple uncles. Got over on my sister, shot a couple brothers. And in my head, I know how raw I played. But I can deal with all these factors when the rent paid. Selling dope was plan B, but not in current state. Lil' homie can bust a brick, but ain't graduate. Tell her baby you got a job, she look at you funny. Now you lame, cause she want a nigga with dope money. And I admit I'm real loose with the bitchin' and hoein'. Sometimes I mean no disrespect, I'm just hoping you know it. They say we kings and queens, if that's a fact then. Tell me why we hold this hatred for our black skin. Black skin,
black skin,
black skin. We all intimidated by our black skin. Black skin,
black skin,
black skin. Tell me why we hold this hatred for our black skin. Black skin,
black skin,
black skin,
black skin.
We all intimidated by our black skin. Black skin,
black skin,
black skin. Tell me why we hold this hatred for our black skin.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magi Love. We're live right here from Jacksonville, Florida on Get Lifted Radio. As I stated earlier in the broadcast, our guest tonight is indie hip-hop artist Boogz Malone. He represents Orlando. He represents a lot of places. Boogz B, I think he got his own little private jet he don't be wanting to tell anybody about, but it's all good. I be seeing him in the mountains and everything. But anyway, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna bring on my guest, Mr. Boogz Malone himself. What it do, sir?
What it do? What it do? I'm good. How
Welcome
you doing?
Welcome to Get Lifted Radio, man.
I know. Feels good. Feel like it's been a long time coming.
Hey, like,
you know what I mean?
Right, sir, like about time, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I appreciate the look. Yeah, most death, yo.
Yeah, man. I said in the beginning of the broadcast, I'm like, you know, I met you, I think it was like 4 years ago now, like when you dropped it might be like 3 or 4 years ago, Rob had that release party, and to this day, it still sticks out to me how you had that Let It Be a Surprise as a necklace. Like, that's one of the most genius marketing schemes in a minute,
yeah,
and that
yeah.
still sticks to me.
Oh, word. Yeah, that's a good look. I appreciate that. Yeah, that was something, you know what I mean? I threw together just an idea I thought I had never seen before. And it's crazy. We was in Daytona when I came up with that little idea because we was in Daytona. We was I was actually promoting with my man Tragic doing his thing. And, you know, selling CDs. We were out there on the beach or whatever. But nobody wanted to just hold the CDs, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, how could I give these people these CDs and not have to worry about holding it or put it in a pocket, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got on bikinis and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, I put them on the chains, man. I walked in the building with, like, 20 on my neck. But it was a good look. It was definitely cool.
Looking like Public Enemy and them back in the day when they used to wear all them thick chains around their neck. Like, that's how it was with your chains around your neck.
yeah. And you know what? Was the dopest part about the whole thing is, like, at the end of the night, just seeing, like, mad people, like, with the chain on, with the CD, actually walking around with the CD on their neck. That was kind of cool, though, so.
Yeah, that was
everybody to be creative with the packaging. Be creative with the packaging.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I gave like a little rough introduction, you know, just real quick. Let the people know, you know, who Bugs Malone is and pretty much who it is that you stand for, where you're from, all that good stuff.
Well, I was born in Germany, in Landstuhl, Germany. Kaiserslautern, you know, my parents, they were in the military, moved around a lot. So, you know, I wasn't one to really, you know, when you move around a lot, you don't really have, you know, time to make friends, you know, because it's like you make friends and then you leave, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a very, you know, that kind of made me, you know, it really kept me to myself, you know what I'm saying, throughout the years. But, you know, I'm a thinker. You know, Buzz Malone is a very think. I'm a positive person. I try to make sure that the end product of everything that I do has a positive effect on somebody or, you know, just a positive feeling, you know, even to myself, you know, because I believe in, you know, the energy that you give off, that you put out there into the universe, you know, it comes back to you. So I try to make sure that everything that I do is on a positive note. I'm from a rough background, you know, street type situations and history, you know, in general. So through my lifetime, I've seen, you know, some pretty shady things, been through some grimy times. So things are looking good for me lately. You know, I just want to share the blessings. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And that kind of sums me up, man. I'm gonna always be the person to try to kick real life situations that's gonna uplift and, you know, my artistry, hopefully it reflects, you know, the life that I live and somebody can connect to that instead of having to make something up, you know. With no disrespect to anybody who, you know, makes up their own art. You know what I'm saying? It's art. At the end of the day, it's art, yo. If you make up yours, hey, you make up yours. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, mine, I try to make sure that mine is always true. It's like I said, it's either like a real-life situation that I went through, and I'm trying to transform it, transmit it to where other people can connect to it and relate to it and hopefully, you know, be inspired to, you know, make a positive change and a positive move on somebody else. You feel me?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that, you know, we all want to live and do what's fun. And, you know, what's fun to some people may not be fun to others. And your fun may get you in trouble. Other people's fun may not. You know, like, so when you become wiser, you pick certain fun, you know, and then you pick things like you said, just gonna evolve those around you. And if I'm not mistaken, you're a father, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, I am. Yeah,
you know,
I'm definitely a father.
That right there alone, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure at some point when you were doing whatever you were doing in, you know, your earlier days when you was out there in the streets and you had your kids, like, I'm sure that played a huge part on you changing and wanting to be a better you, you know?
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, definitely, definitely. That's like the number one thing, you know what I'm saying, that will change your life. You know, it should change your life, I should say, you know what I'm saying? It should change your life. So we know there's a lot of deadbeats on both sides of the spectrum, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, if you have a child, doesn't change, like, what you're doing, it's just something wrong with you. It's like it has to become your first priority. You know, and there's really nothing else about it. You know, everything you do kind of has to lead toward you, you know, taking care of that seed that you bring into the world and at least being an example. You know, everything you do should be an example. And that's why, you know, a lot of things had to change for me when I ended up having, you know, my children. So, most deaf.
So, you know, besides having and... you know, what really inspired you to want to do music? Some people, you know, they have this God-given talent where, to me, there's a difference between talent and there's a difference between somebody practicing and getting better at a craft.
Right.
As far as, you know, when I've been watching you for a very long time and you can tell that you have a lot of creative ability, like, that just comes naturally, just through your marketing, through your branding, you know, and you excel number-wise, like, and everything past a lot of artists. I pay attention to a lot of numbers, and I pay attention to how artists move, and I could tell that you take the time, and you think about it, you create, and then not only that, you work with Rob, and your lyrics, your delivery, you could tell that this is something that comes natural to you. But what inspired you to want to actually pursue music?
Well, man, that's a good question. Like, man, I don't know. I guess at the end of the day, like, the music to me is, I don't know, it just is what makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? It what gives me, like, that, I don't know, it gives me that balance, you know what I'm saying? And after you've done it for such a long time, like, I've been doing it for a while. I was actually, when I met Rob, I was actually working at a store. I was a manager at a store where I had to find singers and stuff to actually work at the store. So, you know, it was always something about music that I loved. And that job in particular showed me, you know, a model of how to get money from music. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different ways to make music into your business. And I think people take that for granted a lot just because they get this, you know, I think a lot of people don't really look into the business part of the music. Everybody just, like, makes music and thinks that it's so easy to make a track now. You know what I'm saying? Whereas before it was like, you were somebody. If you could make it into a recording studio, like, you were already, like, you know what I'm saying, way ahead of a lot of people. But nowadays, you know, you can, it's relatively easy to, you know, put together a home studio or record something on a phone app application now. But it's definitely, it's taken a long time just to get out of the just making music and to see where the actual business lies. I've given so much in my life just to making music. And it's just, you know, recently, maybe, I guess I'd say in the last 2 to 3 years, that I really got into the business of the music, you know, and, you know, it definitely has changed a lot the way I look at music a lot, but I definitely had to focus on just me. I just focused on making music without a purpose, you know. I'm not making this so that people dance. I'm not making this, you know, so that people get wild. I'm just making what comes to my head, you know, what I'm feeling that day. That's usually how most of my, you know, my most of the music that I come up with is like how I'm feeling right at that particular moment. And
kind
of
like how
the poets
do it, you know? Poets,
yeah.
You know, they sometimes they write right there in the moment, like how they feel right then and there, you know. So I can understand that.
Yeah, and there's several different, you know, you know, ways to get it in our hip hop community. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the way I do it. You know, some people want to party, and that's cool. You know, I mean, I dig that. Some people struggling, some people in a trap. Some people just want to go to the club, find somebody to bang. I don't know, you know what I mean? You just do what you do. If it's what you do, that's what you do, you know what I'm saying? But as for me, mine is just, yeah, it's very spontaneous. Like, people send me stuff. Like, Rob is, me and Rob, we've known each other for so long. He knows exactly the kind of stuff that I like. So every time he sends something, you know it's gonna, he knows it's going to connect. Like, I already know he knows when he sends it. He's like, yo, I got one for you. So I feel like, yeah, every time he sends one, it's like, oh, man, I need to get you to pick all my beats, you know, for real. You know.
That's what's
but,
up.
Yeah, that's,
no, I definitely like the chemistry between the two of you, and when you are on tracks, it always seems like he does pick you to be on the perfect track and in the perfect spot. You know, so I appreciate, you know, the work that you put in with him, and I just appreciate you overall as an artist. Before we get into more of the interview, because I want you to speak, you know, this is good that you kind of brought up the fact of the business aspect coming from an artist point of view, because sometimes me being in my standpoint as a manager, promoter, whatever people label me as, I don't know, I'm just magic. But anyway, like, you try to get certain things across, and I feel like a lot of times artists don't listen because it's almost like listening to your parent. You understand what I'm saying? And so I think that you speaking on this is pretty, it's pretty good. So I want to take a quick song break real quick. I want to play one of your tracks. I got like 4 or 5 tracks of yours. I want to get into one of your tracks. The first one here, I found this one on your SoundCloud. It's titled Do It. This track to me, I like this track. It's an inspirational track. It's motivational to me. It's right here. It's titled Do It. It says it's featuring Tycoon, right?
Yep. That's correct. Yeah. Definitely featuring my man
Tycoon. Tell people a little bit and about this track before we get into it.
Actually, this funny that you picked that track. I did this track maybe about a year ago. No, actually, it's about two years ago that I did this track. We were at a studio out in Pine Hills. It was called Sports Entertainment Studios. The owner is actually the brother of. His name was Jeremy Higgins. I can't remember his name, but he played for the Cincinnati Reds.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy Tycoon was his brother, and he actually last year he ended up passing away. He was in a car accident, and he didn't make it. So yeah, it's funny you snatched that one up because definitely. I just want to, you know, send my condolences out to his family. He was a very positive person. He led a movement in Oregon called Camps Up, you know, where, you know, he was all about, you know, just young men becoming men, you know, properly. He was always, you know, giving everything to God. It's a very positive track. No cursing or nothing in it. Whenever we got together, you know, we were always talking about doing something positive. So it was sad to see him go. Another positive black man taken out. And yeah, man, it was our message to not think.
It looks like it's face cam.
Early in the morning, see what I'ma start my day. If people dear Lord, I pray, people gon' turn my way. Can't wait, them loud clouds. We can let it burn all day. All cause I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler. Early in the morning, see what I'ma start my day. If people dear Lord, I pray, people gon' turn my way. Can't wait, them loud clouds. We can let it burn all day. All cause I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler. Meaning that I earn all day. All the life niggas complaining by the language in the song I say. All I gotta say is fuck ya.
Fuck you, nigga.
Your world is sense of my
ain't.
Living your life in that
pain.
Giving your life for that cake. Niggas, you know it's gon' hate. And they can't get a belly full off of your plate. And
I've been cooking.
No walk-ins, gotta make a day.
Make a day.
I don't think niggas, then you gotta wait. Gonna sing a line, ready with your pay. Can't see you, I'm in the front of the race. Finish the lap and look at they pay. First place, I'm a shoe and it ain't hard for me at this pace.
I'm up.
Early in the morning, y'all ain't really about that. I can lose it all in, I can make it right back. I hustle.
I hustle. I hustle, I'm up early in the morning, feeling really about that. I can lose it all in, I can make it right back.
Yo. Turn up Tuesday night, yeah, most magic love. We're live on Get Lifted Radio right here in Jacksonville, Florida. And just real quick, I tried to call Boogs out. I think it was his phone service, but it was technical difficulties over here.
Shoot, it could have been.
Technical
difficulties.
Over here on my end, Block Talk want to do his own thing. So that track right there was actually titled Early Morning, I Hustle. That's another one of my favorites by Bugs. He definitely hustles early morning.
What?
For sure.
<Yeah.
laughs> But I'm not gonna forget the previous track. I got that corrected. So we definitely gonna get that in before I let you go. Cause like I said, I really like that track, and I feel like Kuhi, obviously still looking down on you and you're doing your thing. If it was meant for me to play that, so I'm gonna make sure I play that, man.
For sure.
Real quick, man, the question that I had out there, you know, was in regards to what's been going on with the police and everything like that. I was gonna talk about it in my previous broadcast. But I had a power outage and decided it wanted to rain and all that here in Jacksonville. But nonetheless, you know, you've been very vocal about it via social media and things like that. And I respect that because social media makes it hard to speak on certain things without people getting offended, want to argue with you and all that. I really don't have time for all that. And I don't have patience to be nice. I kind of keep my...
Yeah, for real.
I keep my...
I know. Hey. Yeah, that's real, though. For real, man.
So I just try to keep it to a minimum with voicing my opinion. But how do you... You know, how does all this make you feel, what's going on with the police and the shooting?
Man, what... Well, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, like, my main thing in all of this, you know, is that it's been going on for a long time. You know what I'm saying? People are just seeing it now like it's new. You know what I mean? But, I mean, nothing has been getting done.
Real quick, right when you said that, people acting like it's new, do you think that this Facebook Live and all these different ways of being able to display this type of, I don't even know what you call it, you know, it's like a freaking short story, short movie, I don't even know, independent film.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what.
Reality,
you know,
TV. So, instant reality TV. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
instant,
you know,
reality
that's
TV.
That's what I call it. Yeah, that's what I call it, man.
This, makes a big difference as far as like people actually kind of making it seem as if they're bringing awareness to the situations, or they're just bringing attention to themselves with the situation.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's a mixture of both. You know what I'm saying? I can't hate on the method. You know, I mean, that's the way, you know, things turn, they turn a certain way, you know, through different generations. And this is, you know, this is what is turning, you know, the culture of media. But, you know, personally, I think, you know, it's a love-hate thing because, I mean, now you get, it does build an awareness, you know. I mean, it's a simple fact that, you know, there's a lot of things. But just like I said, you know, police have been killing young black men for no reason for years. Judges have been locking them up for years, knowing that they're innocent. But it's been going on for years. But you hear about it now because, you know, a small article or a small videotape of somebody in some small town now, you know, back in the days, it might have went and nobody heard about it, but now a one-click video from somebody's phone across the street has the opportunity to take an incident worldwide. It'll take it global in, you know, a couple days. You know what I'm saying? So things are changing, and that's one of the good things about it. You know, hopefully, I mean, I would think, you know, that the small incidents now, you know, getting a whole lot of media coverage would bring more awareness to the situation. But a lot of the times, the way that it's spread is not really because somebody cares about the issue. You know, a lot of the times it's being spread just like you said, some people want attention. You know, people don't know about the issue, but just because I can get a little bit of attention, I'll say this little bit. And then you got this, you know, Joe Blow opinion out there, you know, generating a bunch of different believers off of an opinion of somebody who don't even really care. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, and those, you know, it's got its downsides to it. I try not to, you know, keep myself focused on all of the down parts to all of this and, you know, just focus on the positive that it could do, because it's not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? The media, they're going to show you exactly what they want you to see. They're going to make whatever little post popular that they want to make, you know, and that's what everybody will be talking about. But I just encourage people to, you know, once you're aware of, you know, those things, then you go and you actually go out into the streets. So you go, you know, to where you're at, your workplace. I don't really, you know, I know how people is about their job. They don't want to lose their job or nothing. But, you know, to, you know, the places where you conjugate, you know, if you at, you know, if you go out to parties or clubs, you know, be that person to say a little something. You know, strike up the conversation with somebody and, you know, make your actions show that, you know, these things are really dear to you and not just a post every day. You know what I mean? Like do something about it, you know, because it's one thing to see it, but it's like something else to actually, you know, physically do something about it. You know what I mean? And every little bit is whatever, you know, but hopefully, you know, a lot of more people are doing things about the messed up stuff that they see everywhere, you know, because of, you know, social media. So shout out to social media. Follow me on Twitter.
Hey, you see that with them young men who Joe Budden was chasing and the kid was like taping himself yelling on his Twitter, like, follow me on Twitter, yo, Joe Budden chased me. I said, see, this is what I'm talking about right here. He's doing all this for some attention, about to get chased down and beat down. You know what I'm saying? Because you done stepped on this man's property. You're a Drake fan, so you done stepped on this man's property like he wasn't going to do nothing. We're talking about Joe Budden.
See? Yeah, I better watch out, boy. It seems like that's what everybody want to do now, boy. It seems like there's this other guys that get passed around a lot. They just go in the hood, look like they just go in the hood and try to get beat up. just for the views, you know what I'm saying? Just for the views. But you got to watch out, man, because some might run up on the wrong person, man, and that'd be a whole nother story.
Exactly. And it's like, whatever happened to, you know, looking to earn respect versus gaining that attention? You know, respect goes a lot farther than the attention. But anyway, also I seen that you were you've been very vocal too on the whole Black Lives Matter movement. I have my opinion in regards to that as well. But and one of your posts I had seen you pretty much say, like, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, and correct me if I'm wrong, but to some people, it's almost like, really, like, you hollering Black Lives Matter. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
right? Yeah. It's just like a whole another, you know, episode of, you know, how social media is working. You know, you got people, they go out, they want to be at every little event. You know, they want to pass around every little picture they see. You know what I'm saying? Just for the likes, though. You know, they just, you know, it's so much of it. You feel me? And like, you can, It's not hard to tell. I mean, I know a lot of people don't really know people like that, but when you know somebody,
yes,
and oh, you what, you got a photo shoot at the march, bruh? Like, how does that work? You know what I'm saying? You went and had a photo shoot at the march, bruh? Like, okay, show's over. You know what I'm saying? I hope you give as much effort to the cause too. You know, like that stuff. It gets me. I don't know.
Hey, say that again.
That's,
you had a photo
shoot
at the.
Yeah, dog. You shooting. You got mad. I'm just saying, you got like 100 photos at the march in different outfits, bro. Like, damn, bro. Like, damn, dog. For
oh,
real,
man,
you going in.
You going in. At the march. Oh, man. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, but I mean, that's how it has gotten. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
do you believe in the movement? Do you believe in the movement? Do you think that the movement is gonna make a difference?
Well, I'm mixed on that. I got a mixed answer on that. You know, my emotions are shaken and stirred on that one. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, yeah, I think it has the ability. I mean, I believe that, you know, black lives, I understand. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm one of those black lives. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't, ever since, you know, I mean, even if we go about, like, this generation's terms, I mean, ever since Trayvon, it's like, you don't have to do nothing, yo. You can just be walking down the street, police roll up on you, or not even the police, anybody out here in Florida, you know, because, you know, they got the certain laws put in place that they could just run up and murder us. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like nothing has been done about that. What was done about that? You know what I mean? And I get heated. I get upset at that. I ain't gonna say I get upset. But I don't get encouraged by marching anymore. You feel me? Because we marching, you know, we marching more than the military. Nigga, they got segways. The military got segways. We still marching and nothing getting done. We just marching. We all getting together. They call it a successful march if a bunch of people showed up. But then them same people tomorrow, they don't do nothing about what we just marched about. You know what I'm saying? Other than post pictures. You know what I mean? I don't get it. You know, I feel like all of that energy need to be put in a different, you know, in a different direction, like maybe towards
a senator.
Street team
work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I feel like more would be accomplished if social media didn't exist. It wouldn't be so easy for people to. It's real easy for people right now to sit back and just pick up the phone and be like, oh, okay, let me do this real quick to act like I'm woke to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like,
right.
Back in the day, they didn't have social media and all that. In order for them to create a picture, they had to march. They had to do sit-ins.
Right.
Now,
right.
Nowadays, in order for you to, all you got to do is click your camera and that creates a picture. And
right.
Now you got all these thousands and millions of people sharing photos. That's creating a picture. It's making it look like something is being done when in actuality, nothing is being done.
Yes.
Everything that's being done is what they want to be done, which is for all of us to continue to sit on our asses and express our feelings through social media. Period.
Yes.
And we're doing,
exactly.
And we're all doing exactly that.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head.
As
you
long as
right
we continue to
head.
Do that, it's going to continue to be this way and it's going to get worse because we're going to continue to all become zombies.
Right.
And
agreed.
Unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to look at it, but it is the reality. I mean, come on, man. The filters on Snapchat, like, we're the only country that doesn't have a face recognition system where the only country that's supposed to be like powerful with military and all this money and all this, right? you go over to London and all that, they can scan people's face walking down the sidewalk. So I said that from the very beginning before that meme started on Instagram. I was like, this is nothing but the government. They putting together their face. You know, like, they just playing us like we dummies. We looking like it's a game.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like a dog today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. They the best marketers on the planet, yo. They the best marketers, bro. They make you want it.
Yeah, exactly.
They make you want it.
We need to steal
you don't
want to
get your face. Yeah, if they just was like, yo, come get your. If they was like, if the government was like, yo, we need everybody to be on their camera phone tomorrow. We scanning everybody's face. Nobody would do that. Like, who would do that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody would do that. But if Snapchat is like, yo, check out these flowers in this pink glow. Man, they swallow up half of the females on the earth getting the flowers in the pink glow. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
right.
It's whatever. But, you know what I mean? So, it's not like they can't.
No, go ahead. It's not like they what?
Oh, no, I was just saying, it's not like they don't already, you know. You ain't nobody hiding. I mean, unless you live off of the grid, you know, in which case you're probably not on Snapchat. You know, they know where you at and all about you already. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. So,
definitely.
Yeah, that's just a small piece.
They might delete this whole broadcast. Who knows? We don't know.
Yeah, for real. For real.
Hold on, hold on. They were talking a little bit too much.
Like,
hold on.
They're like, what did he say? What did he say about face recognition? Yeah. But, if they want it, they come and get it, boy.
Hey, I appreciate that dialogue we just had, man. Before that technical difficulty, though, I wanted to get into that track, Do It. I hear this storm picking up, so I want to get into this track real quick. I got a few more questions, and then I'm going to let you go.
All right, bet.
But, you know, for those who just tuned in, the track that I'm getting ready to get into here is by Bugs Malone featuring Tycoon. This is a friend of his that has passed on. So rest in peace to Tycoon. And here we go. Do It right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bye.
Tell you can't, cause they can't do it how you do it. All we do what it do, what it do, what it do. Cause they can't do how we do, how we do, how we do. And it ain't really nothing to it. Don't think about it, do it. They gon' tell you you can't, cause they can't do it how you do it. All we do what it do, what it do, what it do. Cause they can't do how we do,
how we do,
how we do.
Look, most rappers in the game like right now, make no music, should sit down. Champs up, lost fam, it's my team, so we here right now. Said I couldn't make it, but we here right now. Time to some thing in your own hometown. No co-signer, I hold my damn. Dipped in oil, I'm anointed now. Drift to God, I'ma hold my crown. Drift that race, I'ma hold my crown. Fellowship with brethren, other than that, it's only that Corbin is cool or not. Rock that letterman, spit that word, go let that saliva walk. No methamphetamine, coke, no, really just fake hope. Okay, should I say more? Maybe just so. Okay, go, I'm on fire to the whole thing. Blow, but to get this flow, now look out below. Rap game thirsty, give it some more. Put me in the game, time out coach. I play D, I shoot trade. Inspire to motivate teammates, keep it real, never fake. All times never late, I'm good, God's great. Point aiming, I don't miss. Recommend, I'm in the game. They on the bench, we not the same. I'm feeling good, so I'm turned up. Clear vision, let's grab the. Ha-ha!
It ain't good enough to it. Don't think about it, do it. They gon' tell you you can't, cause they can't do it. How you do it, all we do what they do. What it do, what it do. Cause they can't do how we do, how we do, how we do. And it ain't really nothing to it. Don't think about it, do it. They gon' tell you you can't, cause they can't do it. How you do it, all we do what it do. What it do, what it do. Cause they can't do how we do, how we do, how we do.
Meow.
almost didn't make it. Way too many reasons, way too many situations. But I'm live, and I'm breathing. Exclusive, we eating. They hate it, look at them cheating. Locked up in the lab for the weekend. Workout, we peeking. Take a little while, I'm patient. That sound, that's greatness. Those tears, that's payment. No, I'm in it to try to don't make it. No, I'm in it to make and can't take it. When you good in the game, you get hated. I hate us, I'm living. I lose us, I'm winning. True to my crew, we getting. Yo, money, no kidding. Struck out a few times, we hitting. Getting a few pounds, I'm slipping. I ain't doing what they do, yo, tripping. Heavy in the game, just listen. I done been there, done that, pimping. Next level, new mission. That's follow my vision. Fear God, that's wisdom. Be the boss, make no decisions. Be working, no sitting. I'm about them calisthenics. I'm on the field at night, feeling like a champion. You feeling right?
Don't think about it, do it. They gon' tell you you can't, cause they can't do it. How you do it, all we do, what they do. What they do, what they do. Cause they can't do how we do. How we do, how we do. And it ain't really nothing to it. Don't think about it, do it. They gon' tell you you can't, cause they can't do it. How you do it, all we do, what they do. What they do, what they do. Cause they can't do how we do. How we do, how we do. It ain't really nothing to it. Don't think about it, do it. They gon' tell you you can't, cause they can't do it. How you do it, all we do, what they do. What they do, what they do. Cause they can't do how we do. How we do, how we do. And it ain't really nothing to it. Don't think about it, do it. They gon' tell you you can't, cause they can't do it. How you do it, all we do, what they do. What they do, what they do. Cause they can't do how we do. How we do.
You're locked in to Get Lit the Radio with Maggie Love. Turn it up, enjoy the show. Yo, it's your girl Frankie Storm, songwriter to the stars, and I'm tuned in with Maggie Love on Get Lit the Radio.
Yo, 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 we're back with Bugs Malone. Real quick, if you are an artist or anybody that has a brand and you want to submit a drop such as the one I just previously played there, you can do so. Go to our website, getliftedentertainment.com. There is a tab there for song submission. If you just submit it there, or you could send it to my email, getlifted, LIFTED, getliftedradiosubmissions@gmail.com. And for those of you who can't really spell that well, submissions has an S on the end. So it's Get Lifted Radio Submissions with an S, plural. Plural means add S.
Really?
You know that didn't work. You didn't put the S on there, man. You didn't put the S on there, man.
Yeah. But
real quick,
me,
you were getting ready to touch on, before we got all political and everything, you're getting ready to touch on the fact that you began to learn the business aspect of music, and it made you look at music differently.
You don't have to
give out your handbook or anything like that, because I understand research and all that takes time, and you probably had to learn a lot of it on your own, trial and error as well. So, you know, if there were a few pointers that you could give to indie artists in regards to making certain aspects of the business side of music a priority, which would those be?
Oh, man. Well, first, like, the most important thing is I would say, if you're going to if you're an artist and you're trying to do this, you know, for your music, find yourself. You know what I'm saying? Find yourself and actually build your brand. Like, a lot of people tell you to build your brand, but they don't really tell you exactly what that is. You know what I'm saying? It's not just saying your name all of the time. It's not just having a nice, cute little hashtag. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's actually finding what defines you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want to be known as, or what do you want people to know about you? You know what I'm saying? If you do that, it makes everything so much easier. You know what I'm saying? Because then you give people opportunity to actually look right into your life You know what I'm saying? You could talk about stuff that you know you're knowledgeable about because it's your life, and nobody else could talk about that like the way you talk about it. So it just provides the awesome platform, you know what I'm saying? You got to find yourself, you know, find what you do, find what you like. There's so many people who don't even know what they like. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It's like you don't even know what you like, but you out here and you want other people to like you, you know? So it's like you got to find yourself first. Build your brand by finding yourself, and then, you know, build your brand around your own thoughts and your own, you know, persona, you know, and that's what's going to make you stand out from everybody else, even if your music sounds like something else that's out there, you know. I mean, there's millions of musicians. You're going to sound like somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're yourself, you know, that's the only thing that is going to separate you from everybody else. It's just being you. So you definitely have to find yourself in this. And secondly, yo, learn to write stuff down and do addition and subtraction. Because, like, if you're spending a lot of money and you're not getting a lot of money back, you got to stop doing the same thing, yo. Like, what be wrong with people? Like, I see people just spend money. They're going to buy, I'm going to buy this video. I'm going to buy new clothes. I'm going to pay for all of these shows. But they never get money back in return.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that aspect alone is a foolish blueprint for a business. Spend money and not make money. You
right.
know? So, get a real plan, you know what I'm saying? No matter what the budget is, you know, everybody will scream, what's your budget? But if you got $50, then you need to write down how you could spend $50 and make $150. Start there.
$150.
Hey, there you go. You flip three times, little fella. Go get them. You know what I'm saying? Go get them, little fella. It don't matter how big your budget is, you know, because if you start there and you start learning the method and the system to the flip, you understand what I'm saying? You learn that method to that flip. That way when you get $5,000, it's nothing for you to turn it to 15, you know? And once you turn it to 15, you take 10 and you turn it to 30, you know what I mean? And you just keep
right.
on doing it. And it's like you keep doing it. It will never stop until you stop. Unless you're investing in something that's going to bring you residuals. But that's like a whole nother aspect of the business, which leads me to my third thing. Know the business, yo. Know where you can get paid from what. You know what I mean? Just because you write your songs, selling your songs is not the only way artists get paid. You know?
Yep.
I see people, they be spending thousands of dollars on a project. You spending thousands of dollars on a project, but you don't spend no money to put it in front of any potential buyer. You know what I'm saying? You spend thousands of dollars to put it in front of 50 people, and once those five or so people, you know, actually purchase, you stopped and you started working on something different and did it all again. So it's like you spending thousands of dollars for like a couple $100 in return. Because you don't know that there's several different things that you can be doing other than just trying to, you know, sell 99-cent songs on the internet or on iTunes or something, you know. So it's like you gotta, you know. Mm-hmm.
You know, I see that you do, like, you offer promotional services, you produce,
yeah,
market yourself
yeah.
for features.
Yeah.
What else I seen you do? There was something
man,
else.
I do. I try to do, like, everything, man. Like, I try to, like, I'm a heavy networker. So, I'm a heavy networker. Like, and the reason is because, you know, I was an artist by myself, too. I ain't have a whole lot of money. You know what I'm saying? But, like, when somebody cracked the code for me, I was just off and running. You know what I mean? Because, you know, there's, you know, it's all, if you want to make money in music, get a lot of people to check in on you. It doesn't matter which social media it is. If it's your own website, it's better because then you can demand advertising dollars. If you can tell somebody that, yo, 100,000 people are coming to check me once a day, you know, advertisers
mm-hmm.
will pay you to throw their ad right up in front of those 100,000 people every day. You know what I'm saying? Which is why a lot of these guys, you know, are making real good money, you know. I was just reading up on that King Karan dude from Vine. Vine videos. That man, they're making millions, him and his wife. They're making millions.
Him and his wife.
You
know? Yeah,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying?
They're like the number one watch or something like that on Vine or active users or something like that. Yeah, I seen them. They were on.
Yeah.
They were actually on one of these shows like Ellen or something like that. I can't remember which one. But,
yeah, me either. I think that's where I had seen them first. That first time when I first seen them, they were on one of those shows. But yeah, I mean, everything is different now. So, you know, you don't have to be an ass to, you know, get people. I mean, if you want to be an ass to make people look at you, that's one thing. I ain't even going to say don't do that because obviously that works. I ain't going to be the hater to say that don't work. You know, you can be an ass on Instagram or whatever, any of those little joints and get people to see you, but don't just be an ass to be an ass. Maximize off of it, you know what I'm saying? You put a business ethic and a plan, like I said, written down on paper. That's going to be like, yo, I'm going to start today with this amount, and by like 3 months from now, I need to be at this amount.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if it's not working for you, then change the plan. You know, people will be quick to tell you, yo, keep persevering, push through it. Nah, bruh, change the plan up, bruh. You are insane. You are technically insane. You keep doing the same thing, bruh. Stop it.
Like, dude, there's definitely more than one way to move the tire. Like, you can move that big tire more than one way, you know?
Yes, man. Yeah, and a lot of successful people are like that. They'll tell you the same thing, like, you know, I mean, if you just look at, like, the life of Kanye West, J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? They just wanted to be rappers. But people wanted these beats, you know, and they were really good at it. You know what I'm saying? Now, they could have just kept pressing the fact that they wanted to be rappers, or they could have changed the plan. And obviously, they changed the plan up a little bit, and it opened the gate for them to be very successful of what they originally set out to be. You know what I'm saying? Kanye West, he said he didn't want to, you know, be like no producer. He wanted to be a rapper. He wanted to sign a Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Or sign to one of these labels. I don't think Jay's label was the first one. But, you know, everybody only wanted his beats. They weren't interested in him rapping, which was his passion. You know what I'm saying? So he had to, you know, he had to switch it up a little bit. Don't be afraid to switch it up a little bit, you know, to get where you need to be at. Yeah, most
and it could be a number of things. Like, it could be acting, it could be modeling, it could be, you know, I've seen some artists who have taken the route of writing books, you know, like publishing books, you know, and like you said, it's about getting people to inquire about you, you know, and they may not inquire about you in regards to what it is that you're pursuing, but if you have other elements to yourself that you're hiding, how does anybody know, you know? And so you're right. Sometimes you got to switch it up, and you can't be afraid to switch it up thinking that, you know, you're going to lose in one area because you may gain a lot more, you know, to help you fulfill that area. So I agree with
people,
you on that.
People, they got to remember that knowledge is power. You know, what you do is you don't just, you know, some people like, you tell people some of that, and then they'll go and they'll do something that got nothing to do with, you know, where you're trying to go. Like, you can't just switch it up into something else and then come back. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, you know, when it came to, you know, as an artist, I made it my thing to, okay, well, let me learn about marketing. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be able to market my music. You know what I'm saying? And then it was like, well, let me study a little bit on recording, you know what I'm saying, so I can record my music. You know, let me study a little bit about, you know, the music so I can make my music. You know, everything has to do with my main focus, which is my music. You know what I mean? But, you know, as my journey goes on, I get to learn about all of the different things that are involved with the business of making my music, you know, just, you know, by myself. You know, so don't get it wrong. Other people, there's people out there, you know, you don't want to just jump and I'm going to just do everything myself. You know, you got to get in contact with people who are good at what they do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could run in here, and that's a lot, you know, A lot of it is confidence. Like, I could run in there and I could go whip up some beats like nothing, jump on all of them and not have to mess with nobody. But I still go out, you know, to different producers to when I want to get my beat, because I want to be able to, you know, just, you know, cool and relax as an artist and do my thing. You know, so I work with a lot of different producers, like shout out like Cloud9 and Basecamp Beats. They're one of my favorite duos to work with. Shout out to them. My man Trackstar Beats, you know, shout out to him. You know, those are like, you know, my go-to guys. You know, they know my emotions. They know how I'm going to sit on the track, what I sound good on, you know what I mean? Other than me just making my beats. And I mean, I make beats. You know what I'm saying? But it's good. And hip-hop, like, in hip-hop, we want to feel, sometimes you just want to feel like you part of the band. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man does the drums. My man does the melodies. I make up the lyrics, you know. We go in.
Gotcha.
You feel me? And it's fun to be able to do it like that, you know, get together. And, you know, we do what we all, they love what they do. I love what I do, you know. So us coming together is a great partnership. And you got to do those certain things. Do those things and learn about, you know, those things that you're getting into. Maybe you need to find somebody who's a journalist, learn about them, and connect with them. And as you connect with them, you know, you'll learn things about journalism that you didn't know before. You know, and as your knowledge, you know, expands, then you'll know exactly how to cater what you're doing to the business of it all, you feel me?
And to your specific need, you know, for your brand, because that's another thing too. I think a lot of people try to mimic exactly what someone else is doing, and you can't necessarily do that because it's not gonna always work for you, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to maybe take a method and try to twist it up a little bit so that it and tweak it so that it fits you, but you can't just take somebody's method and think it's gonna work for you. They don't always happen like that.
Not at all.
Before I let you go, real quick, you know, what are some short term and long term goals that you have right now as an artist? Or just what you got going on, period, as an individual.
Right. Well, really, I've been really just trying to get more into, not necessarily the branding portion of everything, but I've just been trying to get more involved in the community. That's definitely one of my biggest goals right now. It's just to get more involved in community, just the things that are going on in the community. I have a certain position on several different platforms that I think could bring, you know, more change. You know, I always feel like I could be doing more to certain situations and stuff around me. So that's like one of my big goals for this year, you know, that I want to knock out. Musically, I'm trying to put together a tour. You know, it's been my thing now, you know, an indie tour. Like, I've been given opportunity to jump on several different tours, but I'm really into just trying to get my own joint done. So, you know, I'm just trying to find people with all of the proper workings to make a nice, smooth, successful tour. So I'm in, you know, just in the knowledge portion of that research and trying to get the proper knowledge up to do that and put that together, you know, with some independent artists, do a tour that's going to, you know, help some different areas and, you know, help our pockets too. You feel me?
Right.
So I definitely want to do that. I'm not looking to blow up, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I've had a limited amount of success. As long as I'm getting money, I'm cool with where I'm at musically. You know what I'm saying? I always want to do better because that's the business side of me. I always want to do better. But yeah, from the jump, my main goal is just, you know, just to make music my only source of income, you know, and to show the others that it's not hard for you to make your music your only source of income. You know what I'm saying? You can do everything off of your music. You know, there's so many different avenues that you're really unlimited. You can't limit yourself. So, Yeah, that's one of my goals this year is to remain unlimited when it comes to just the ideas and the different ways that we can get cash off of this money. So I'm always looking to, you know, connect with people with that kind of like mind. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. You and I both. Well, before I let you go, I come up with a sentence and I just want you to fill in the blank. Let me see. I got a couple of them. I'm going to try to use one that I haven't used before. All right, here we go. Without music, I would be blank. I want you to finish this.
And I'd be in trouble. Boy, I'd be in some trouble right now, boy. Trouble.
Says, without music, he would be in trouble.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, that's
some
real.
Other people might be in trouble too, boy. Yeah, for real. Yeah, it's real.
You ain't never lied.
Yeah, music done pulled a lot of my homeboys out of doing some craziness. So, yep.
Well, man, I appreciate you for taking the time out to be a guest on Get Lifted Radio. You already know. I know I'm due with a follow up. I'm way overdue with a follow up with you. But I got one more trip. I got one more trip in the works, and when I get back from this trip, I'll definitely be putting the pedal to the metal. So I'll be hitting you up and be discussing some things, and actually be coming out to Orlando a little bit more as well. So, you know, we can sit down, chop it up, and brainstorm.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit up Jack. I'm gonna hit you when I get up to Jayville. I'm making it my mission to get out and hit more of these different Florida cities. Like you said, I usually get up and I shoot straight to the West Coast, man. Shout out to everybody out of Mano, Placerville, and all parts in between. You know what I'm saying? The Bay. Like, I go out there and they love the music. You know, the vibe is always awesome whenever I go to the West Coast. So I just usually get up and I leave. I go as far as I can without a passport. You know? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm definitely making my agenda to hit more of these, you know, Florida cities. So shout out to, you know, I got family in Miami, Jacksonville, all them cities, you know, Tampa, St. Pete, Fort Lauderdale, you know.
There go your tour right there, man.
Oh yeah, we working on that. That's what we're working on right now. That's gonna be the start and like our start. We just gonna tear up the state. You know what I'm saying? Just tear up the state for a little bit. You know, hit everybody up, make sure.
All right, man. Well, let the people know where they can find you at. Your music, iTunes, Bandcamp, whatever it is. Oh, you got a website. Your website.
You can always find me at buzzmalone.com, baby. You can find all of that stuff there. You know what I'm saying? Links to everything. But, if you want to search me, Google me, you'll pull up everything. I'm on iTunes, SoundCloud, everything. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely, buzzmalone.com. Or if you're looking for beats, you go to bugsbeatclub.com, all right? Shout out to all the cats I'm working with, you know. Shout out to Basecamp, Trackstar. I see you, baby. We out here. You feel me? You'd be looking for that. Who would have thought? Man, the thing that got pushed back so many times is caught up in the politic. But who would have thought Anhydrate is coming? It's coming. They both coming this year. So yeah. Even if I gotta go rogue with it, it's coming. I got it. Yeah. For sure.
All right, man. Well, you have a good night.
All right.
Like I said, y'all
right,
look him
too.
Up.
Thanks.
No doubt.
Most
Bugs.
Check me out.
Malone.
Yo,
100.com. We out.
So you won't know. I'm on the highway, getting brave, smoking drugs. I got my window, get it up. So you won't know. I'm on the highway, getting brave, smoking drugs. I got my window, get it up. So you won't know. I'm on the highway. cause I see a lot of little funny guys ain't that nice. With them pastel colors, but they ain't that bright. The last of a dying breed, homie, ain't that right. And when I get that mic, you looking at my life. I'm on the highway, plane and I-95 raining with the coupe on cruise, just me and my boo. Though it's only for the moment, cause the sun don't shine. And the hood is no tomorrow, blame it on gun crime. Catch you sleeping, you gone for a long, long time. When it comes to the game, staying up on mine. Trying to bring it back to life, Dr. Frankenstein. They say hip-hop died, I inherited rhymes and followed the flow. Then Joe rides to the moon roof. I'm the truth and the track's the proof. I'm on the highway. Now when I say I'm on the highway, man, it's not a simple mind. I mean, I'm living it with a traffic, man.
I get attention from the women, I don't need it from Jay. On the interstate, chilling in the path of the sea. There's a young Holly Berry who's attracted to me.
Okay.
Floating in the breeze, in the mood for romancing. Rubbing on my chest, singing one more chance in. Acapella style, you can bet that I like it. And we gon' get it on just as soon as the sun dip. Strawberry sun kiss, the color of the Bentley. Drop top, tell me if you eager to tempt me. Cause if so, we can take it back to the block quick. The homie Big Red, she gon' show how the Glock fit. Let's get back to the birds of the sunshade.
This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah, we can all make it say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah, magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say yeah, if you really ready, say yeah,
you know,
let's go.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
Yahoo!
And satisfaction, Visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand. You've just entered car buying bliss.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 branded Majors from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.